Hey, welcome to the Leveling Up Podcast with Brigham Blackham. I have a quick idea that I wanted to share that I feel like if you are able to attract rather than detract in business, it is going to be so much more valuable for not just you, but for everyone that you associate with. Now, I want to first bring up this idea of attraction because you think about it. I learned this first from Jim Rohn, that if you want to attract strong people, be a strong person. If you want to attract someone that is really amazing in whatever sphere of influence that they are in, you have to be an attractive person. I heard this from Greg Kimble. He said, you know what? Your health is probably the one thing that holds you back more than almost anything. He's like, man, like a knife to the heart. Whoa, yeah, I feel that. And recently I've been taking action on that. But what's frustrating, guys, you know this, sometimes it takes a little bit more energy and effort than just making the decision. Because you have to make that decision once and then you have to stick with it for not just days or weeks, but months, if not years. And making the concerted effort to track my calories, for instance, it has been eye-opening, because at times when you're feeling sad or frustrated, it is so easy to fall into previous patterns of habit. Like, man, I'm just going to eat one more cookie, or I'm going to have one more piece of chicken. I don't know. Whatever it is that previous pattern brings up. One of the things I've noticed is as I've been tracking my food, I don't like putting in, oh, I had three cookies. It sucks. So I've been self-editing as I go through this. Like, oh, I don't want to put that in there. I guess I'm just not going to eat that right now. And because I'm tracking it, it is something that is making small little shifts. And the thing is about being an attractive person. That doesn't mean that in every area of your life you're perfect. Man, a lot of times I'm attracted to people that are putting in the effort. I'm attracted to people that are taking action. I'm attracted to people that are doing the work. And whenever I've noticed myself doing fake work, like, honestly, it is so easy to not work. That when you're stuck, it's like, what is the actual thing that needs to be done right now? What is the money-making activity? What is the piece of this puzzle that I can do that's in my power right now? Why not just go and do it right now? So being an attractive character, I heard this from Russell Brunson, the attractive character flywheel. It's like you're holding a little flywheel in your hand, and you've all had these little pinwheels or whatever that when you're blowing on it, it's spinning, and that movement, it gets you excited. You're like, oh, this is so much fun. Maybe you're running with it, and you have all of that wind that's letting that spin. The thing is, when you are an attractive character and you are doing everything you can to attract your ideal customer, you're doing everything you can to become the person that you were promised to become, that you are becoming the very best version of yourself. It's a process. I'm not there yet. And guess what? Neither are you. And that's okay, because we are getting better. The purpose of my Leveling Up podcast is to help every single person that listens to it to get a little bit better. I strive to positively impact, inspire, and uplift every single leader in my circle of influence and outside of it to have joy and reach their God-given potential as I reach mine. Now, I can't reach my potential without taking risk, without taking action, without taking the opportunities to change my life and others. But here's the thing. Whenever you have this idea of attraction pop into your head, you can ask yourself, am I doing what I said I was going to do? And when you see yourself in misalignment, I was talking with Derek Apt about this a few podcasts ago, whenever you're in disalignment or misalignment, you don't have your purpose, your why, in alignment with what it is you are trying to accomplish in life. Man, there's dissonance there. And just like in music, if you've got dissonance, there needs to be some type of, you know, resolution. You need to have that melody come back. Or you turn off the song, or you're like, man, I can't stand this anymore. I need to shut my ears off. Life is not about about to have every single part be melodious. My mom has a song. Life is a melody, love is a harmony. You should listen to that song. It's one of her best songs. I love it. But what's interesting is just because life is a melody, just because you have these moments that are beautiful, doesn't mean you won't have dissonance in your life. Sometimes the melody that we experience in life will have moments of dissonance. And it's in those moments where we have a choice. Are we going to stay in that dissonance? Are we going to stay letting the horrible things that happen in our life continue to frustrate us? Or are we going to make a change? Are we going to get back in alignment and choose today to be a little bit more attractive? Choose today to do the things that will build confidence. Now, here's something that I think is valuable. I listen to my Renatus education all the time. I listen to personal development books, I listen to podcasts, whatever I can do to find that one little nugget that I can grasp onto, hold onto with all of my heart and make a little shift. Because it's in those minute little shifts that I start to see that there is something changing inside of me. You can do the same thing. Whatever it is you're listening to, you can look and say, is this going to help me be a more attractive person? Is this going to help me step into who I was supposed to be and who I am choosing to be? Your past does not define you. Your past influences your choices, but it doesn't have to be who you are anymore. Today is a new day and you are a new person. Who you are in the future is determined by what you do today. How many people have you met in the last year or two that never knew you in high school? They don't know that person that you used to be. Guess what? It doesn't matter who you used to be. What matters is what do you do with your opportunities that are in front of you right now? I'm honest, I'm getting little goosebumps right now thinking about this because all of the struggles you've experienced in life, all of the challenges that you've experienced in life, it is happening for you. The reason we have memory, the reason we have opportunities for growth and we talk with other people and we hear experiences, we hear their wisdoms, is so that we can take whatever is happening and have it happen for us. We can learn from it. You know, a wise man learns from others' mistakes and their own mistakes. They learn from others' experiences. It's the not as wise man that feels like he has to go and smoke the cigarette to realize that, oh, that's really not good for me. Or they have to go and they have to fall off the bridge to realize, man, I should have tied that bungee cord a little better. You don't need to make the same mistakes as other people. The reason people write books is because they've learned something. They have something of value that they want to give back. And I hope that this little nugget of wisdom, taking the time to figure out, is what I'm doing right now bringing extra value to someone's life? I hope today that you choose to be more attractive. It can be a choice. The things you talk about, is it actually attracting people to you, or is it being a distraction? Is it pushing people away from their greatness, pushing them away from that pedestal that they need to stand on to be their perfect, their best self? And when I say perfect, I mean the teleos version, which is the Greek version, meaning complete. You take what you start and you finish it. That Mandarin Chinese mindset where you say wan mei, which means perfect, to be wan, complete, and mei, beautiful. Because when you complete something, that is beautiful. This is about the attraction. This is about, why do people come and want to be with you? As a short-term rental host, here's something that I'm always constantly thinking about. What are the reasons that people come to this area? What attracts them to here? What is the thing that they are already coming to the area for? Now, how do I align myself with what they're already wanting to do? And for me, if I'm going to be the very best coach, the best mentor, the best businessman that I possibly can, the best father, the best husband, the best disciple of Jesus Christ, it comes down to, am I attracting the right people into my life by doing the right things? Now, I'm not perfect, guys. I make mistakes. I am not attractive in every single way, but you know what? Nobody is. All we can do is take the next step. You don't have to compare yourself to anybody else. You look exactly where you're at and you say, what is my next step? How do I become one step closer to being the more attractive version of myself. And when I say attractive, guys, I'm not talking about your looks. What I'm talking about is when you are making moves, when you're taking actions, when you're taking the opportunities that are in front of you and wanting to make a difference in somebody's life, not just your own, but to change yourself so that you can change the world, because you can change it one person at a time. That's what attraction is. You go after what you care about, what you're passionate about. You do your very best. And you do it with whatever resources you have. If you don't have the resources, be resourceful. Make the phone calls. Do what you need to let others know that they are not alone in this journey. There is no such thing as a self-made millionaire. I don't know if you believe this. I know I believe it. Every single person I've talked to in real estate and in business that have arrived, and I'm doing air quotes right now, that have arrived, they're there. It is because they have taken action consistently and they've solved valuable problems. They've developed valuable skill sets. When I say value, it comes down to, is it useful? Are you taking the actions necessary to attract people to you, to attract rather than distract? I mean, you think about the way that you scroll on social media. All of those advertisements are distractions. They pop up in front of you every fifth thing you look at. But if you are an attractive person, you do attractive things, and you live an attractive lifestyle, you put in systems to allow yourself to attract those multimillionaires and billionaires into your life. Eventually, when you are surrounding yourself with the upper echelons, the people that are doing, they're movers, they're shakers, eventually your life will start to shift because your mindset shifts. Your tool set that you are developing consistently, you're sharpening, they start to shift and you become more attractive by doing attractive things. And if you look at the word attractive, do you notice that in the middle of it, there is act? You have to act before you can attract. If you don't act, you don't take those actions, you will be missing out on so much in life. I hope this podcast has been helpful for you. This is a little idea that I felt was so important. And the very first few times that I did anything with business, I felt like I was just going out like a hunter to say, come join my company, come do this, come do that. And the thing is, when you go after somebody, think about this. If someone comes after you, what's your heart reaction? What do you want to do? You want to run away. If someone's coming after you or they are trying to hunt you down, you are going to run away. The difference, and this is key, the difference is when you have something of value and you know it, you believe it with every fiber of your being, and you're using it to become better, to do better, to make more choices that are positive, and becoming a pillar for somebody else and yourself, making better choices, there is an element of attraction that comes into your life. An opportunity will come your way. And when you're prepared for that opportunity and the opportunity arises, that's when magic happens. I wish that for you. I wish that for myself. I wish that for anyone that is willing to take the actions necessary to attract who they're supposed to be in the future to themselves today. Take those actions today. I hope this is inspiring. I hope this is taking you to that next level. And that's what my hope is with this Leveling Up podcast. I'm going to consistently and diligently every single week provide patterns of progress, stories that you can learn from. And I hope that you take action, because when you take action, that builds the attraction. God bless. I hope that you follow, you like, you subscribe, so we can get this message out to more people. Take the action, build the attraction, and make those moments matter. Make the choices in your life something that means something. Because when it means more than money, you make a difference. God bless, guys.